श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 एंड 2 टुगेदर सो बिफोर वी गो टू द टेक्स्ट फर्स्ट इज आई विल रीड द समरी ऑफ द चैप्टर प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमी गॉड्स फॉर लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन द वोम्ब. Described in this chapter when the Supreme Personality of Godhead entered the womb of Devaki to kill Kamsa, all the demigods understood that the Lord was living within Devaki's womb, and therefore, in veneration, they offered him the Garbha Stuti prayers. Kamsa, under the protection of his father-in-law Jarasandha, and with the help of his demoniac friends like Pralamba, Baka, Chanura, Trinavarta, Agasura, Mushtika, Bana, and Bhaumasura, began oppressing members of the Yadu dynasty. Therefore, the members of the Yadu dynasty left their homes and sought shelter in such states as Kuru, Panchala, Kaikeya, Shalva, and Vidarbha. Only some of them stayed with Kamsa as nominal friends. After Kamsa killed the Shadgarbhas, the six sons of Devaki, one after another, Ananta Deva entered Devaki's womb and was transferred to the womb of Rohini by the manipulation of Yog Maya, who was following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord himself, who was soon to appear as the eighth son of Devaki, ordered Yogamaya to take birth from the womb of Yashoda Devi. Because Krishna and his potency Yogamaya appeared simultaneously as brother and sister, the world is full of Vaishnavas and Shaktas, and there is certainly some rivalry between them. Vaishnavas worship the Supreme Lord, whereas Shaktas, according to their desires, worship Yoga Maya in forms like Durga, Bhadrakali, and Chandika. Following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yoga Maya transferred Baladev Sankarshan, the seventh child of Devaki, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Because Sankarshan appears in order to increase love of Krishna, he is known as Baladev. One may take auspicious strength from him to become a devotee of the Lord, and therefore he is also known as Balabhadra. After Yogamaya transferred the seventh child of Devaki to womb of Rohini, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared within the heart of Vasudeva and transferred himself into the heart of Devaki. Because the Lord was present in her heart, Devaki, as her pregnancy continued, appeared effulgent. Upon seeing this effulgence, Kamsa was full of anxiety, but he could not harm Devaki because of their family relationship. Thus he began indirectly thinking of Krishna and became fully Krishna conscious. Meanwhile, because of the Lord's presence within the womb of Devaki, all the demigods came to offer the Lord their prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, they said, is eternally the absolute truth. The spiritual soul is more important than the gross body, and the super soul, Paramatma, is still more important than the soul. The Supreme Godhead is absolutely independent, and his incarnations are transcendental. The prayers of the demigods glorify and exalt devotees and explain the fate of persons who superficially consider themselves liberated from the conditions of material nature. A devotee is always safe. When a devotee fully surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord, he is completely liberated from the fear of material existence. By explaining why the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends, the prayers of the demigods clearly confirm the Lord's statement in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 7th verse, Yada Yada Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata. Abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice or descent of Bharat, and predominant rise of religion at that time, I descend myself. So that is the summary of the chapter. Now we'll proceed to the verses 1 and 2. Shri Shuka Uvacha Pralamba Bakachanura Trinavarta Mahashanai Mushtika Rishtadva Dvivida Utana Keshi Denukai Anyaischa Sura Bhupalai Vana Bhoma Devi Yuta Yadunam Kadanam Chakre Bali Magada Samshaya. Translation. Shukdev Goswami said, under the protection of Magadha Raj, Jarasandha, powerful Kamsa began persecuting the kings of Yadu dynasty. In this, he had the cooperation of demons like Pralamba, Baka, Chanura, Dinavarta, Aghasura, Mushtika, Arista, Vivida, Utana, Keshi, Dhenuka, Banasura, Narakasura, and many other demoniac kings on the surface of the earth. Report by Srila Prabhupada. This verse supports the following statement given by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, both chapters 7 and 8. Yada yada idharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice or descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I advent myself millennium after millennium. The Lord's purpose in maintaining this material world is to give everyone a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. But kings and political leaders unfortunately try to hinder the purpose of the Lord. And therefore the Lord appears, either personally or by, or with his plenary portions, to set things right. It is therefore said, Garbham Sancharya Rohinyam Devakya Yogamaya Tasya Kukshim Gata Krishna Dvitiyo Vibhudai Stutaha. Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki after transferring Baladev to the womb of Rohini by the power of Yogamaya. Yadubhi sa vyarudhyat. The kings of the Yadu dynasty were all devotees. But there were many powerful demons such as Shalva who began to persecute them. At that time, Jarasandha, who was Kamsa's father-in-law, was extremely powerful, and therefore Kamsa took advantage of his protection and the help of the demons in persecuting the kings of the Yadu dynasty. The demons naturally appeared more powerful than the demigods, but ultimately because of help received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons were defeated and the demigods triumphant. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we are starting with a new chapter here, 10th canto, 2nd chapter. prayers by the demigods. And Shukdev Goswami is first of all reciting the names of the demons. Who are these demons? Pralamba, Baka, Chanura, Trinavarta, Maharshani. Who is Maharshani? Agasura. Why he is called Maharshani? He's a big serpent, snake. But that's the form he could take. And that's the popular form we see all the time. But they were all also having human forms. And the demons have this power, they can have these gigantic forms. Or if they want, they can also have nice, beautiful forms. Like Putana, she took a form of a very beautiful young girl when she entered Vraj, Gokul Vrindavan, right? In the palace of Nanda Maharaj. And nobody could identify her. Nobody could see that this is a great demoness and she has killed so many children and she has particularly come here in the palace to kill the newborn baby, Krishna. So, Shukdev Goswami is giving this list of all these demons. And there are many other demons that are also mentioned throughout Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic literatures. So what is so special about these demons that are mentioned here? That also has been described. These demons are considered the most powerful demons amongst all the demons that exist in the material world. Ordinary demons are killed by material energy, Maya Devi. She regularly kills them. Powerful demons are sometimes killed by demigods. And when they are not killed, demigods cannot kill these powerful demons. Then Krishna sends one of his incarnation, Vishnu form of the Lord. And different Vishnu forms, they come to kill these very powerful demons. But then there are a few demons who are left that cannot be even killed by any other Vishnu form. Only the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, can kill these demons. They are so powerful. And these are the people that are listed here. Pralamba, Baka, Chanura. Out of this list, there are three of them that are the most powerful even amongst these powerful demons. So one is this Maharshani or Agasura, his most powerful demon. Another one is Keshi. Keshi is mentioned here. Yes, Keshi is also. And the third one is Aristasura, Arista demon. These three are very, very extremely powerful. So, all of these demons have a bonding. They're friends, natural friends. And they're all feeling very friendly emotions with Kamsa, the great king. So, you can imagine Kamsa is also such a great demon, very powerful. He had achieved power by getting so many benedictions from the demigods. And he had the strength of how many elephants? 10,000 elephants? Something like that. It was extremely powerful. And yet he was actually maternal uncle of Krishna, because Devaki was his sister. So naturally, this is like almost like a father earthly position. Kamsa is like a father to little baby Krishna. So he should have naturally some attachment or feeling of love towards Krishna. But instead, what does he have? He wants to kill Krishna. He has already killed 6 of the brothers of Krishna before. 6 little newborn babies, he has already killed them mercilessly. So there is also this story of these 6 Shad Garbhas, these 6 children. Who are these 6 children? That is mentioned. That one time, Lord Brahma, in the Brahmaloka planet, the topmost planet in this universe, was attracted by one Apsara, an angel. Apsara means angel. And her name was Tilottama. So out of his attraction, he started running lustfully after this beautiful Apsara, Tilottama. And that time, Marichi, the sage Marichi's sons, 6 of them were sitting there. And they were watching this scene and they started laughing and making fun of it. Look at Brahma. Brahma is their grandfather. Look at grandpa. What is he doing? So because they laughed like that, and Lord Brahma, while he was running, he noticed that my boys are laughing at me. So he felt insulted and he cursed them. That you guys are born in such a high class family, in my family, and you're laughing at me, insulting me. This is breaking the etiquette. And therefore I curse you that you take birth in demon's family. That was Brahma's curse to these boys. So they had to take birth in the Hiranyakashipu's. Hiranyakashipu gave them birth in the Kshetra of Kalanemi. Kalanemi is also another demon. Hiranyakashipu, everybody knows, right? Very great demon. So, they took birth like that. And that way Kalanemi became their natural father. Also another demon. Great demon. But Kalanemi, he fought with Lord Krishna's Vishnu form. He came on a lion to fight with a sword and weapons. And he wanted to kill Vishnu in the battlefield. And he was naturally killed by Lord Vishnu. So Kalanemi was killed. So these sons of Kalanemi, they went in the Sutala planet and took shelter of Bali Maharaj. And because they remembered their previous position, that they were of very high class, born from the family of sage Marichi, they were naturally devotees. So even though they were born in the demoniac family, they were always thinking about Krishna and behaving like devotees. They never were interested in demoniac qualities. What are the demoniac qualities? There are Daivi Sampatti and there is Asuri Sampatti. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is describing in 16th chapter. What are these Daivi Sampatti or divine qualities? Daivi Sampatti, Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi, Jnana Yoga Vyavasthiti, Danam Damascha Yajnascha Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam, Ahinsa Satyam Akrodha, Yaga Shanti Apaishunam, Daya Bhuteshu Alo Luptam. ఆర్దవం హీరచాపలం తేజ క్షమా ధృతి శౌచం అద్రోహ నాతి మానిత. సో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ క్వాలిటీస్ స్టార్టింగ్ విత్ అభయం. అభయం మీన్స్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది డివైన్ క్వాలిటీస్ మెన్షన్ బై కృష్ణ. హౌ ద ఫియర్లెస్నెస్ కమ్స్? డివోటీ ఆల్వేస్ హ్యాస్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్. డివోటీ ఈస్ ఫియర్లెస్. దట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిటీ దట్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ మెన్షన్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్? వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఒరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్? Fearlessness comes because devotee is always thinking of lotus feet of Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna gives the devotee fear, makes him fearless. He is not fearful of anything. Especially, he is not fearful of death or any other problems in the material world. Because he has practiced to continuously think of Krishna, chant about Krishna, Krishna's holy names, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chant about glories of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. So because of this practice of devotee, he automatically gets all these wonderful qualities, starting with fearlessness. And the rest of the other qualities, also very wonderful qualities. But then there are the demoniac qualities, and these demoniac qualities are also mentioned by Krishna in 16th chapter, right after he mentions the divine qualities as Asuri Sampatti, that is originating from mode of passion and ignorance, Rajogun and Tamogun. These two, Rajogun and Tamogun, or mode of ignorance and passion, are binding the living entity and making him suffer in the material world unlimited pains, birth after birth. The reason is these two modes, Rajogun and Tamogun, binds the person. And it gives these qualities, is exhibited by these qualities of dambha, darpa, abhimanascha, krodha, parusham, ajnanam. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six qualities, Krishna. What is dambha? That these are the, if somebody has these qualities, usually the political leaders or kings like that are mentioned here in this verse, Pralamba, Baka, Chanura, etc. These powerful people, they are filled with dambha. Means even though they are totally irreligious, they pose themselves as very religious. That is dambha. Darpa means they have so much of pride of their position, of their knowledge. Whatever material knowledge they have accumulated or whatever properties they have accumulated, they are very much proud of it. That is darpa. Abhimana. And they always demand respect from others. Krodha, they're filled with anger all the time. And they take intoxicating drinks and they have bad habits like that. Paurusham means they're very cruel people. They don't mind killing anybody. Human beings, animals, anyone. And ajnanam. Ajnana means ignorance. And because of that, they cannot decide what is good and bad for themselves. So they are endowed with these bad qualities. And their association is also very bad. If anyone, just like someone has flu virus, and if we come in contact with this person, or like if you're traveling in the airplane, some people may have this flu virus and it's encapsulated the atmosphere, the air is circulating inside and everybody has to breathe the same air. So if one person sneezes who has got flu, the flu virus travels around and everybody gets more or less exposure. So similarly, these powerful demons, they have very concentrated form of these bad qualities. They are like people who represent these bad qualities. And anybody who comes in touch with them, they also get endowed with these bad qualities. And they more or less become like them. They exhibit bad things. They become merciless, etc. So, devotees, they avoid these kind of people. Just like we avoid people with flu virus or, you know, any kind of infectious diseases. Doctors are trained when they go to treat in the hospital or in their clinics how to keep themselves in healthy situation while they are treating the patients. So similarly, devotees are trained how to keep themselves in healthy condition and not come in contact with these infectious bad qualities. Rather, devotees are always looking for good association. Pure devotees who are filled with good qualities. So that is also infectious. When we come in contact with pure devotees, we absorb the good qualities from the pure devotee. By singing the glory of pure devotees, we also get pure devotional qualities. By serving them personally also, we catch that infection, good qualities, good character of pure devotee. So Bhagavatam is benedicting us like that. By reading about Krishna and his pure devotees, we absorb the good qualities of these pure devotees, we become like them. And when we read how Krishna killed Putana or Palambasura, Bakasura, Trinavarta, Arishtasura, Agasura, etc., all these demons, how they were killed from Krishna book or from 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. When we read these descriptions, then these bad qualities that may have entered somehow from the atmosphere or by some bad association into devotee's mind is immediately washed out. It goes away. The demoniac quality is killed simply by reading or about hearing these descriptions of how Krishna kills these great demons. So that is the benediction of Srimad Bhagavatam. That a devotee can always remain pure and he can relish the holy name purely and get the full benefit of the holy name. The full benefit of holy name is very amazing. That is another discussion. But the idea is that we get this Daivi Sampatti or the good qualities that make our life auspicious, make our life very happy, enjoyable, very pleasing. And we avoid all the troubles and tribulations. Because normally the demons, their nature is to harass and give problems to devotees. That is what is being described here in these verses. How Kamsa and his associates, they are giving problems to the devotees or who are related to Krishna, the family members, or those people who like Krishna, who like to be devotee of Krishna. They were harassing them, etc. So, devotee keeps himself very pure by avoiding these bad people and also reading about Krishna, how he is killing the demons. And reading about pure devotees, how pure devotees are behaving in their life. And serving the deities, serving the holy name, serving the spiritual master, etc. So this is what keeps the devotee in a very happy situation. And Krishna is personally taking responsibility of the devotee. When the devotee is surrendering at the lotus feet of the Lord, then Krishna, he says, I will protect you in any situation. You don't have to worry about anything. So that is Krishna's promise. And Krishna makes the arrangement for the devotee so he can very easily attain the perfection of life, go back to Godhead. So, are there any questions or comments?
You were mentioning how that there are four different ways demons are killed. One, and some are done by Vishnu, and then some are done, and the more powerful demons, the most powerful, are killed by Krishna himself.
Yes.
Now, do the incarnations, like Dasavatar, does that, like Nisringadev killing Hiranyakashipu, would that be considered in the category of Vishnu or in the category of Krishna, as far as topmost demons being killed by?
All are Vishnu incarnations, except Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram, they are Krishna is Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is to make us understand. Ete chansha kalapumsa Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari Vyakulam Loke Mridyanti Yuga Yuga. All these incarnations that are mentioned in Bhagavatam, Lord Narasimhadev is mentioned, Varaha, Kurma, Vaman, all, everybody. No exception, right? Ete chansha, these are ansha and kala. These are all Krishna's parts. Swamsha, they are his own parts. They are Vishnu incarnations. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. But Krishna is the original from where all these incarnations are coming. He is the Adi Vishnu, he is the Adi Narayan. He is the original Vishnu. From him, all these Vishnus are coming. So these are all Vishnu forms. And they kill demons, different demons. Like Lord Narasimhadev, he killed Hiranyakashipu. As Varaha Dev, he killed Hiranaksha. Like that, different incarnations. So these are all Vishnu forms. But Krishna, he is the original Vishnu. He is the Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the original. That is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is giving this supreme knowledge. So, Krishna, he kills demons which are not, no other Vishnu can kill. Alright? Anybody else? Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah.